Today we are celebrating the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. Now, words are important, and it's words that tell us clearly what the Church is celebrating today. The official title of today's feast is the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. Now, the Lateran Basilica is a church, an ancient church, many times burnt down and rebuilt. And it's the cathedral church of Rome. It's where the Bishop of Rome has his cathedra, or his seat of office. The Lateran Basilica is officially called the Mother Church and the head of all the churches of the city of Rome and the world. So we're talking about a church that is regarded as the home church for the people of Rome, but also a model church for the whole church. It's an important church. But it's not so much the church itself that we celebrate today. It's the dedication we celebrate. We are remembering that this particular building, a building made of stone and wood, that this building was at one time, at one particular point in time, handed over or dedicated to God's service. What we celebrate is that we can take something concrete and common, like a building, and so use it that God's presence somehow comes to be recognized in it and through it. Just think on that a bit. Taking a building, and by how we use it, letting it become a temple, a place where you can come to recognize God's presence. Today's gospel tells us Jesus did the very same thing with his own life. He handed over his life to God's service in the way he lived and actually handled his life. He made his life a temple, a place where people can come to recognize God's presence. In the prologue or introduction to this Gospel of John, the author says this of Jesus: what has come into being in him was life, and this life was the light for all people. In his life, in the way Jesus concretely lived his life, what he said to people, how he treated people, we can come to recognize the light that is God's life, God's presence. For us, Jesus is the temple where we come to know God. In the letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells us more. He says, we too are God's building. We too are temples where people can come to recognize God's life and presence. We are that light for others. When what's happening in our lives is being shaped by the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that shaped Jesus' life, the same Spirit of God who shaped Jesus' life is at work in us calling us, moving us to make our lives places where people can see God's gracious love reaching out to them. Have you ever felt called to do the generous thing, to do the forgiving thing, to do the noble, courageous thing? That's the Spirit of God calling us, shaping us to become living temples where people will come to see God's glory shining out in the way we live our lives, in the way we treat other people. And I can tell you honestly, I have recognized God's glory shining out in the lives of our fellow parishioners. We are so blessed as a parish because we are living with holy people. They are truly living temples whose lives have been handed over, dedicated to the service of God's love. So we have every good reason to celebrate this feast of dedication here in our own parish. It is so clear the Spirit of God is working among us. What we do need is taking the time and having the eyes to see all the good that the Spirit of God is actually accomplishing through each one of us. Let us take that time. Let us create that sacred space in our lives so that we can recognize and be grateful for God's holy work within us and among us.